and the Fan.
Hey, Fran, Paul Allen, how you been?
Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Fran, the man on the Fan. It's old HOF radio.
H-O-F.
Next time we chat, we'll have a happier topic. Jerry Burns died at the age of 94. And, you know, he was your offensive coordinator for 7 years. I know you and Burnsy were very, very close. Share some memories with us, Fran.
Well, it was, first of all, it's a celebration of his remarkable life. He was one of the great characters that I have ever known in my life. And I say that because I like characters. He had definition and he was just great. We came together when I came back to Minnesota, and Bud set Burnsy and I down and said, you guys work out the offense. And I've been 11 years in the league and I had worked with Y.E. Tittle, Hall of Fame quarterback at New York, and we had developed some really innovative, you know, we brought the tight ends into the game. We brought the running backs into the game. We didn't have the personnel in New York that we had in Minnesota, but we were up there atop of the league, up in the top five offense every year with a subpar team. I came to Minnesota and Bud said to Burns, now you guys work it out. And so I brought my stuff that I had. Burnsy had his stuff, and we took that foundation together. I don't know if any quarterback and coach ever had that relationship. And we built during that era the best offensive plans and schemes in the entire league by far. Mm. And it was just unbelievable. And Burnsy and I would get in there on a Monday morning and start. Just he and I, and he's a character, and I am somewhat of a character. And we'd get in there for hours and hours and yell at each other in a loving way. We never had a disagreement. We disagreed, but we never had a bad moment between us at all. But it was our personalities. We let them all come out. And he'd say, he had put a play up on the board. I said, Burnsy, that looks good on the board. I cannot do that. That won't work. And back and forth, he would yell and scream in a loving way. And out of that, we were innovative and creative. And I played teams, the Oakland Raiders. I remember we played them before we lost them in the Super Bowl. We beat them in the old stadium in Minneapolis out there in Bloomington. And their players came up after the game and said, golly, we watched your film and this offense is unbelievable. It's unstoppable. And so we were able to do that together. He was just a phenomenal offensive mind coordinator. I hate all the stuff, but he's got a great offensive mind. He was just great. And we got the maximum out of using the skills of our players and they played, I mean, the Ahmad Rashads came in there, played, had his best years. Sammy White was a third-round draft choice. Nobody wanted him, and he had his best years. We even got Bob Tucker from Minneapolis at tight end to work with Stu Voigt, and they had their best years. And then we threw the ball to our running backs. Chuck Foreman was magnificent with that. But so was Bill Brown, who was the fullback. And so we used all of our – we didn't – have the spread formations. We didn't have the rules were not forgiving to us. In 1978, we had the old rules. In other words, you could hit a wide receiver, a running back, or a tight end as far down the field as you wanted to, until the ball was thrown. They changed the rule the year after I retired, where you could only hit the receivers in the first 5 yards. Well, that changed the whole game. And Ahmad, you know, I asked him because he's one of my best friends, as you know, because we played together and he stayed and played another couple of years with Tommy Kramer. And I said, tell me the difference in playing, being hit all the time and not. And he said it was unbelievable. You know, I caught 20 more passes a year, 30 more passes a year with the new format because of all that. We had that handicap. Didn't matter. We maximized it.
HOF, did Jerry Burns, you know, with his personality and the character he was, and the stoic nature of Bud Grant. I mean, they had to complement each other just perfectly, right?
Well, I tell you what, Bud is the most unique, different, great leader ever. Nobody is like Bud Grant. All the leaders are different. You know, Belichick's different, and Parcells was different, and Landry was different, and Lombardi was different. Bud was not, he was totally different from any of them. But what Bud did, he was the boss. But he gave Burnsy to go out and build the offense. It was Burnsy's offense and my offense. And he told Burnsy and me, you guys work it out. And he let us work it out. And he would, you know, get in, but he didn't get in with the X's and O's with us. And he was a great leader, and he had the confidence in us to do that. And so we were able to. And Burnsy just had such a magnificent career. I don't know, probably at Minnesota 24 years or so, but he just was the best guy to be around in the world, funniest guy I've ever known. I kept in touch, and I would call him and let him, you know, he's very salty now, you know, and I'd have my kids who work here for me. I'd put him on speakerphone, and he would just, he'd run off. He was just one of the greatest human beings that ever lived, great character, brilliant coach. And so back to the Bud story, Bud has a lot of greatness. I mean, he's as great a coach as ever lived, and he was the ultimate leader, but he picked the right people like Burns and said, go get it done.
HOF Radio.
HOF.
With the greatest quarterback in the history of the Minnesota Vikings, Fran, the man is on the fan. He's Fran Tarkenton. Now with Jerry Burns, does he get enough credit for the West Coast offense? I mean, I know Bill Walsh had a lot to do with it, but does Jerry?
Well, no. You know, here's where I think the West Coast offense. I was in New York. We didn't have any players. Y. Tittle had retired, but he lived in San Francisco, and Dick Nolan went from Dallas Cowboys with Landry to San Francisco, and he put in the West Coast offense, which started with Tom Landry. He brought it there. Before Bill Walsh, and Tittle brought it to me in New York, and he sat down there and said, I said, that's our offense. We didn't have any people. I was taller than both offensive linemen. We started throwing to the tight end, the short, to the tight ends of the backs, short, and then go over top.
Yeah.
And Y.A. Tittle gave it to me. Where Landry got it, I don't know, but it didn't start with Bill Walsh.
And the West Coast offense predicated on what? Shallow crosses, then play action, go deep?
No, what it did, it back then, you know, we didn't put out three wide receivers or five wide receivers,
right?
Like they do today to spread the field out. And so what it was quick passes. We utilized the tight end. We utilized the running backs coming out of the backfield. We threw short. We got them up. But we were a high percentage offense, high percentage. And for most of those years at Minnesota, we didn't have a great running game. And so, you know, I think we probably some years passed the ball as much as we threw the ball, as much as we ran the ball. And so, but it was a short pass. You dink here, you dunk here, you dink here, high percentage passes. And that's what the rest of the West Coast offense was. It was a quick read. Utilizing all of the receivers that we had.
So Fran, what was it, the purple gun offense? Did Jerry Burns develop what was known as the purple gun offense?
I don't know what the purple gun offense was.
see, that's why Greg Coleman was a punter, okay?
No, I don't know.
I had Greg on the radio show an hour and 15 minutes ago, HOF, and
I have no idea. I have no idea what it was. I brought the offense that we were using, which is Y.A. Tittle and I put together in New York with not much. We brought that there to Minnesota. Burnsy already had good stuff, and we just combined what Burnsy was doing.
Mm-hmm.
We brought that West Coast offense in from New York, and we put that in, and we put it together, and it was the best of what Burnsy knew, the best of what I knew, and it became the best in that era of football.
HOF, in closing, that there just aren't enough characters in pro sports. And you hit on the word character where, you know, like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he doesn't have a nickname that people know, you know, and he might be the best player in the game. And that, you know, back in the day, Fran the Man and Kenny the Snake Stabler and the Steel Curtain and Purple People Eaters and the Fearsome Foursome. I mean, Jerry was a character in an age. It was okay to be a character because you wouldn't be judged on social media.
Everybody loved Bernsey in that offensive locker room. And the defense, they were short-circuited because they didn't get a chance to see Bernsey every day at practice. It was a hoot. It was just great. And as I'll say again, we had so many laughs together. We shared so many. We disagreed. We never had a harsh word in 7 years. Never. We were trusting of each other, best friends, and that remained till the day he died. His life is just celebrated. 93 years, celebrated life, great life, and again, one of the all-time great characters.
Likewise for you, and that's great to hear that you guys never had a crossword with each other.
Never.
You have an opinion. I mean, Fran has an opinion, you know?
Yeah, no, we never had a crossword. And we I wish we could have taped it and shown, because we would yell and scream and then lovingly, and da-da-da, that'll never work, Bernsey, no, or he'd say something to me like that. But never, ever did we have a disrespectful moment with each other.
HOF might call you over the weekend to catch up. Thank you very much for the time.
All right, buddy.
And have a wonderful week, all right?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Fran Tarkenton, Fran, a man on a fan.
H-O.